With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. A helicopter carrying Iran's president has crashed in the mountainous northwest region of his country. A massive rescue operation ensued under heavy fog.
Raisi is a hardliner who was elected in 2021. He's known as a protege of Iran's supreme leader, Ali Khamenei, and has been discussed as a future supreme leader himself. Raisi, while he doesn't have the final say on state matters, has continued Iran's hardline rhetoric towards the West.
Also at SRNNews.com, Republican Senator Tim Scott says he supports drug tests for President Biden before his first debate. This after President Trump over the weekend called on Biden to be drug tested, saying Biden was high as a kite during his State of the Union address. Scott, in an interview with Fox News Futures, asked why not have a drug test, calling Biden's State of the Union performance surreal. Scott's considered to be on Trump's shortlist for vice president. Florida Senator Marco Rubio says he backs President Trump's proposal to carry out mass deportations. In an appearance on NBC's Meet the Press Sunday, Rubio said something dramatic needs to be done to remove millions of people who have entered the U.S. illegally. He says upwards of 25 to 30 million are here illegally, calling it an invasion. Trump's vowed to deliver the largest mass deportation effort in American history if he's reelected. China announces new measures to revive its real estate industry. George Williams has more on the story.
China's housing market has slumped after a recent crackdown on excessive borrowing by property developers. The result has slowed growth in the world's number two economy. Recent data shows housing prices slumped farther in April. In response, the government has cut interest rates and freed billions of dollars of financing to help financially struggling developers. Local governments are being encouraged to buy apartments that are going unsold due to weak demand. George Williams reporting.
This is SRN News. A Christian teacher wins a legal battle. SRN's Michael Harrington has more.
Jessica Tapia was fired by California's Jurupa Valley High School because she refused to use transgender pronouns for her students or agree to keep their so-called gender transitions a secret from their parents. Tapia filed suit with the help of Advocates for Faith and Freedom, and now the school district has agreed to pay $360,000 to settle the matter out of court. A statement from AFF says, quote, religious freedom is protected no matter what your job. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
South Korea has a sizable Christian population, but young people are increasingly being drawn to Buddhism due to social media savvy influencers, including a monk who went viral on Instagram and a comedian who dresses as like a monk. Religious belief has been steadily declining in South Korea for years, especially among young people. This is SRN News. A Texas judge rules in favor of a Republican candidate in Texas. John Scott has more.
It was after a challenge to the results in a 2022 judicial race in the nation's third most populous county, Harris County, where Houston is located, a Democratic stronghold. Visiting Judge David Peoples agreed with claims made by a losing GOP candidate that she had lost her November 2022 judicial race because illegal votes had been cast. The judge has ordered that a new election be held. John Scott reporting.
CNN political commentator and veteran political advisor Alice Stewart has died. She worked on a number of GOP presidential campaigns, including those of former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee and also former Pennsylvania Senator Rick Santorum. Police say her body was found outdoors in the Bellevue neighborhood in Northern Virginia after suffering a medical episode. She was 58. More details at SRNNews.com.